This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't it make a lot of sense now that I've been saying this little, well, segue into the show, stopping totalitarianism one community at a time? You know, that word totalitarianism all of a sudden has significant meaning in the 26th election cycle now, doesn't it? Anyway, welcome to the show. We've just got a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Now, speaking of totalitarians, we're going to be talking about, well, the Clinton factor. Yeah, and with us right now is Katie Grimes, and really happy to have Katie Grimes back with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. She's a fantastic writer. She's been with us several times here on the show. She's an investigative journalist, and we're going to talk a little bit more about her credentials here, but she's writing now for Reagan Baby, and this is something that we talked about, I think, about a week ago, an article that was coming up about the voting system here in California. Now, as you listeners may recall, I was quite concerned that it was going to be a Bernie Sanders drubbing of Hillary Clinton in the June 7th election. Of course, that never came about. In fact, there was all kinds of chicanery that went on, and we were documenting that about immediately after the election. They were calling the election for Hillary Clinton, and then you had all these provisional ballots and so on. Well, that's not going to get by Katie Grimes, and so she has written an article. Part one, the voting system is rigged, and we've been kind of blowing this up. And I think, Katie, this is just such a perfect time to have you on the radio show with us to tell us about how very rigged the California system is. But this is going to be a system for the United States, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Paul, by the way. Thanks for having me. That's what worries me so much is that, what they think they can get away with in California could extend to the rest of the country. And that's why I continue to write about this. What happened on primary election day in California was absolutely shocking, because as you just pointed out, everybody thought going into this election that it was going to be a slam dunk for Bernie Sanders in California. And all the polls showed that. And yet ahead of the election, Bernie voters were really, really concerned because they'd already seen some signs of some election fraud. People's registrations were getting messed up and all kinds of things were happening. So on primary election day, I can't tell you how many people contacted me. Now, it was mostly Republicans who contacted me that day, telling me that they got to their polling station and found that their, you know, lifelong Republican registration had been changed to either Democrat or no party preference. And they were floored. They were angry. They couldn't get any answers. They were handed provisional ballots. But what it meant is they weren't Republicans on a provisional ballot, aren't able to vote for a presidential candidate. So they thought, oh, my gosh, voter fraud. What's going on here? Well, what happened to the Bernie Sanders voters is the bulk of them, particularly the newly registered and the young voters, they showed up to find they either weren't registered anymore or they were registered no party preference. They were handed provisional ballots, a lot of whom said that they witnessed them pretty much being thrown into the trash in a box under the table.
Well, just California election fraud. I mean, it's just, you know, we've seen so much election fraud in California, and especially on a grand scale, because you know, we're such a big state and so on. This doesn't surprise me, but, you know, the heavy-handed nature of it and just the obvious nature of it. And quite frankly, I got to say that I think more people this year have been looking for election fraud as voters than ever before.
I agree with you. But it's because, as you say, California does have a history of election fraud. So I contacted the Election Integrity Project, which has been working for the last 7 or 8 years on election fraud issues in California. And what they've done is they've monitored, you know, particular counties. Like in 2014, they were all over Los Angeles County election. But here's what's so interesting about it. 2014 is the year that State Senator Alex Padilla was running for Secretary of State against, and he's a Democrat, against Pete Peterson, the Republican. And there was such extensive voter fraud in Los Angeles County that the election integrity folks actually took it to some very, very higher ups. The California Committee for the U.S. Civil Rights Commission reviewed their research and, you know, agreed that something was wrong. But, you know, by then, by the time this stuff gets through the courts, Alex Padilla is already Secretary of State. And then what? So,
yeah, what do you do? How do you stop it?
That's the problem. We don't have a judge who's going to issue an injunction and halt the whole thing. You know, people are very reluctant to say, to question the outcome of an election, even if there was a lot of hinky stuff going on.
Well, you know, and this is the real sad thing, is that you have all these people and that are supposed to be out there enforcing these laws and regulations, and they do nothing. They
Correct.
Just do nothing. And we've seen more and more and more of this, especially as the progression of the Obama administration has been marching through, and, of course, Jerry Brown.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's just California is just corrupt on a scale that I've never known. And even now to the rest of the nation, the corruption is just replete everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's gotten so bad that I get public records requests ignored by, I mean, I've got one in with the federal Fair Political Practices Commission. They ignored it. They're kind of going, yeah, so sue us. It's unbelievable what's going on right now.
So non-compliance everywhere.
Yeah.
And,
yes,
you know, and not only at the state level, but also at the federal level. And
yes.
I know I've talked to some other people in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, and they have the same problem. It's just it's everywhere that this is happening. It's not just, you know, with us. It's everywhere.
This is what happens when the Democrats are in charge. There's just absolute anarchy throughout the country.
Well, I guess the question is, what's it going to be like with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump coming up here in California? But I want to get back to some of the rigging going on in California. What were some of the specifics that we got about 2 minutes in this segment here? What were some of the specific things that were happening in terms of rigging? You mentioned provisional ballots. What were some of the other things?
Well, the provisional ballots was the biggest problem. Of course, there were dead voters. There were districts or that had, you know, like 120% turnout. There were areas where just one candidate received 100% of the vote. So stuff like that. But what's so interesting about it, Paul, is even just getting back to people's party registration being changed. This was done between the time that the voters, registered voters, received their voter pamphlet, which, you know, you get your Republican Party pamphlet or your Democratic Party pamphlet, and voting and election day. So that had to come out of the Secretary of State's office.
Yeah, there's no other place for it to come from.
No. The whole thing had to come from this new, you know, county, the state-connected system that's all being run by the Secretary of State's office. And that's what I'm looking into right now, and I've contacted some attorneys to see what we can do about this.
Now, Alex Padilla has remained silent on all
this.
Oh,
yeah, they won't even. It's interesting. I would talk to their public information officer, who would assure me that somebody would call me back. Never. They're just not talking about it. So we have to, you know, we have to use the Winston Churchill method, I think, at this point of, you know, hit them upside the head with a 2x4 and then go back and hit them harder again.
Yeah. Well, and multiple times. Just yes. Keep on hitting. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the break coming up and more. Katie Grimes coming back at you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.news. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And with us is Katie Grimes. And Katie Grimes is an investigative reporter. She's been on the show several times and spoken to her in person and so on. And we have a great relationship going on. She's an investigative journalist, senior correspondent with Flash Report, and senior media fellow with Energy and Environmental Institute. Just to mention a few, you've been around a long time, Katie, and really enjoy your stories. They're very, very thorough. But the one that we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, you can find on Reagan Baby. We've got links to it on Agenda 21 Radio as well. The voting system is rigged. It's all about the rigging of the voting system here in California. And before the break, we were talking about Alex Padilla, who's a very interesting character, and about how some of the instructions were actually, I guess you would say, by the time people registered to vote, by the time they got their pamphlets and then going into the election, there were some modifications that were made, and that's really when the rigging took place. I think that's what we're trying to get to. But let's talk about Alex Padilla, because, you know, you say that in 2014 he was elected. He was put in place just specifically for 2016.
Yes, absolutely. There's no coincidence at all. And they had to make sure that he won because for a whole bunch of reasons. But his challenger, Pete Peterson, would have made such a wonderful Secretary of State that the only way they could win was to cheat. And they did it via Los Angeles County, which the Election Integrity Project was able to prove. Things that happened to guarantee his win in Los Angeles County was on the day of the election, somehow none of the poll workers received who had already voted by mail. Those lists come in very, very early in the morning. Those were all gone. Things like that. And busloads of people were being dumped off at polling stations, given provisional ballots. And, you know, I mean, it was just unbelievable.
So, you know, and I want to get to this point because, you know, one of the things that we're talking about here on this radio show, and we've kind of dubbed it the new globalist party as sort of the you know, Republican Democrat globalist party, which is seems to be an amalgamation of all the globalists on the planet, and certainly globalists within the Republican Party, globalists within the Democratic, joining forces to stomp out Donald Trump.
Yes.
But if you take a look at the cast of characters there, you can see that they've had quite a bit of long range thinking and manipulation into the system that goes back years.
Yes.
And what we're seeing here with Padilla is exactly that plan, part of that plan, play out, where they're going to ultimately destroy our election system, I believe, destroy the two-party system, because, as I always say, what dictator needs a party system around them?
Yeah, you got it.
Isn't that right? And you see that with the Republican Party here in California. I mean, it's just so obvious what they're trying to do to destroy the Republican Party. And then now in Texas, I hear reports there. I was in Texas in January, and boy, did I get an earful over there. But
really?
Oh, yeah, they're working real hard to destroy the Republican Party. Yeah. So
yeah,
and they're using some of the similar techniques, too. And these provisional ballot things always pop up, as we saw with the Republicans.
Yeah.
But, you know, the destruction of the two-party system, I think, is ultimately what they want. Now, having said that, you take a look at the cast of characters that are in this new, what I call the globalist party, and you can see how they would be long-range thinking to try and destroy our election system here and start with California, because as California goes, the rest of the nation goes.
Exactly. And they're doing this. I mean, we've heard, remember, they first set their sights on Colorado. Remember how Colorado was turned from a red state to a blue state? And that was done with an influx of money. Michael Bloomberg was behind it.
George Soros
was behind it and all his money. The same thing happened in California with our election process and it started in 2014. So the same day that the poll workers didn't get their information on the vote by mail ballots, the very same day, like right before the primary, 1,200 poll workers in Los Angeles just changed their minds about working at the polls, supposedly. And supposedly, I say, and they needed to get new poll workers. Well, what was so interesting about it is, yeah, the Election Integrity Project people called out their volunteer force, told them to apply immediately, get out there, you know, fill these seats. And all of them were turned away and told the positions had already been filled. So this all happened, you know, like in a 48-hour period. Well, the same thing happened this time in California's primary on June 7th. One of the women I interviewed who lives in Southern California, who showed up at her polling station to and she's Republican, to vote, was, you know, told, sorry, you're a no party preference. And, you know, she argued with them. She demanded to speak to whoever was running that polling station. And the three female poll workers that were working that station told her they weren't even from California. They'd been flown in from Rhode Island to work the California primary.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not afraid to do stuff like that.
You got it. And that all takes money.
And that all takes way advanced planning and thinking.
Exactly. And that's why that's important. People were blown away when we found this out.
Well, you know, the immediacy by which they do things, as an example, when they declared Hillary the winner on June 7th, and of course, it was an immediate action. They took up all the oxygen out of the air with the media,
yes,
and so on, starting from the East Coast and then coming to the West Coast to influence some sort of vote in the West Coast, even though the system was completely rigged in their favor. But, you know, I think this is what I see all the time. I see this in school shootings. I see this in,
yes,
any kind of mass murder situation where the president comes right out immediately with a narrative about something. Now,
yes,
obviously, see, to me, looking at the fact that if you take a look at the president's numbers in terms of, quote, mass murders under his watch, we have now 69 in less than 8 years. Ronald Reagan had 7 in 8 years. So let's make some comparison there, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of these things have taken pre-planning, and we've seen that. And it's exactly the same where they're not afraid to bring in people from the outside to influence.
Yes.
Or they're gonna jigger the system from within and play people against one another and so on. And this is not going to stop in California, I'm afraid. It's going to be now this system is in place as a system. They're obviously going to use it in Texas, in New York, and Florida.
That's what scares me, and that's why I keep writing about it. You know, what's interesting, too, Paul, is, you know, I've written several stories about this just since primary election day. Prior to this particular primary election, I'd written about voter fraud, you know, in various parts of the state, you know, in previous years. But what's so interesting is last week in California, the former chairman of the California Republican Party, Ron Nehring, mm-hmm, wrote an article for the Flash Report, where I also write, saying the system isn't rigged. There's no voter fraud in California.
He's a Republican.
It was unbelievable to read this kind of sickness, this denial that this isn't happening. And he's part of the problem. The Republicans in this state have allowed this to happen.
Right.
And now it's going to spread if we're not careful. I mean, I think voters are pretty angry about this. I know the Bernie voters are, and the Republicans that I spoke to certainly were very angry about this.
Well, they get that there's fraud, and it's just right in your face.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, like I tell everybody about the news stream media, you know, the alternative media like us, people can fact check what we're doing.
Yes.
You know, and that's wonderful. We love it. But, you know, so they find out the truth, and they start working within the truth. And that's what we have, is sort of a revolution of truth coming out right now. Which,
yeah,
is, I think they look at themselves, and this is why I say they come out and rush things, they hurry things, and they put things in place, and there it is, say it's done. Because I think they're very, very afraid of accountability, and I think that they're very afraid that the voters will ultimately, and we people will ultimately, rise up against them in ways that they just don't expect. So they're trying to get things done in a very hurried fashion. We're coming up to a break. Right now we're talking to Katie Grimes, and Katie Grimes writes for Reagan Baby and so many other things, Flash Report. The voting rigging system in California is rigged, is the article on Reagan Baby. And this is a problem that's nationwide, ladies and gentlemen. If it starts in California, you can bet it's going to end up in your state, in your community. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston.
and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us is Katie Grimes, investigative reporter. She writes for Reagan Baby and Flash Report and so many other things. And she's written an article, The Voting System is Rigged, Part 1. This is about the voting system out here in California and about basically how Bernie Sanders kind of got ripped off for his election win, if you will, in California. I was predicting a landslide victory for Bernie Sanders based upon all the people I was seeing on the street corners with Bernie Sanders signs. And lo and behold, Katie has done an absolutely fantastic job of investigating what happened that day. And, yeah, a lot of rigging going on. Now, Katie, just before the break, we were talking about a Republican nearing who wrote an article for Flash Report and said that none of this is true. None of this rigging is going on. We're legit and so on. He is a Republican. I would suspect that he actually falls into that new category of political party called the Globalist Political Party USA.
Yeah, I suspect so, too. And there's people who believe that every time he ran for an office, it was merely to keep himself involved as a delegate to keep other people out of the party. You know, so he's like he was in there helping grow that supposed moderate wing of the party, which has, you know, allowed all of this to happen in our state.
Well, and exclude the conservatives and Tea Party types for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you saw it at the conventions and so on. It was just over the top. And, of course, Charles Munger Jr., the whole discussion there. And, ladies and gentlemen, this all ties into the fact that if you really want to destroy a democracy, then you get rid of the political parties. That way the totalitarians, the dictator, can, you know, doesn't have any competition. I mean, it's just, it's really kind of that simple, isn't it, Katie?
Right. Well, we've already got the bulk of the mainstream media doing the business of, you know, the dictator party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's thank God we still have our alternative media.
And it's growing by leaps and bounds, as you are very much aware. And people are turning to us, the truth tellers, as opposed to listening to, you know, the alternatives. Now, I want to go back to some of these Republicans, because at the national level, we see it in the form of Mitt Romney.
Yes.
We see it in Paul Ryan.
Yes.
And even John Boehner, who was helping to facilitate and grease the skids for all those all the money that came in for Barack Obama's immigration programs, which, of course, have been just the bane of what's happening in the United States today.
Absolutely. It is staggering what the Republicans facilitated, frankly, on behalf of this president.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems and as people start to dig into it, like you and I have been into it, we've seen it. You know, they're all one and the same. That's why I call them the globalist party. Now, I say this more so because, you know, they have money, they have clout collectively, if you put them together as the globalist party, mm-hmm. and as opposed to even the Republic. It seems to me that Donald Trump, what he has actually done, is come in and created a hostile takeover of the Republican Party and deliberately seems to systematically be trying to expunge these types of Republicans out of the party.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is.
I'm enjoying it immensely. And I got to tell you, some of my Republican, and I say conservative with quotes around it, friends who are just frothing at the mouth about Donald Trump, I just keep telling them, I'm sorry you don't like the way he talks. I don't care if you think he's vulgar. He is saying in this one election what needed to be said for the last 40 years.
Correct. Absolutely 100% correct, in my opinion. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, and I bring this up to my audience all the time, is I saw the election rigging back in 1992 because I was being one of the young lions with the Republican Party in Orange County, and they wanted me to be, like, on the Central Committee and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I can tell you, when I saw, you know, George Bush the older running against Bill Clinton, then I figured out that the Lincoln Club had endorsed, technically, wink, wink, nod, nod, that's a very rich Republican organization in Southern California, by the way. Had given the wink, wink, nod, nod to Bill Clinton. I said, what in the world is going on? And, you know, I stopped being a Republican in 1992 because of it.
You know, that's interesting, because in 1992, I was so disgusted and so frustrated that George Bush Sr. really did not put on any sort of a campaign or a fight. I was so angry that I re-registered as an independent, and then eventually I went back to the Republican, because I am a Republican at heart. I still believe in the Republican Party, but that's the only time I've ever messed with my registration.
Well, the only time I've messed with my registration was to vote in the primary, and I registered Republican here just before the June 7th.
Ah, that's good.
So, you know, but look how long it took me. But yeah. You see, I got it. I understood what was going on there. I got it. And, you know, it's going to take it. Unfortunately, the corruption is within the system. I guess the question is, what's it going to look like coming up in November? First of all, what's it going to look like? And then we'll come up to finish this segment and go into the next segment. What can we do about it? But what is this system going to look like going into November?
You know, that I don't know, Paul. I really don't know. What so concerns me right now is this feckless Republican Party we have in California, which has allowed this. You know, I did another radio interview earlier this morning for a San Francisco Bay Area radio station on the bills that are being passed in the legislature and what can't get passed and things like that. And I mean, the Republicans are absolutely irrelevant by design. They're doing it to themselves. They're making handshake deals on the Assembly and Senate floor in our state with Democrats.
Right.
It's so criminal and it's so fraudulent, and I don't see anybody able to do anything about it.
Well, it's because they're all engaged.
Yeah.
You know, they're all part of the problem, and especially the Republicans that are there. I agree with you. I watched the Senate, the California State Senate, just, you know, out of sheer, you know, because I'm so bored, I want to get more bored. and I watched the interaction and the interplay between the Democrats and the Republicans. What Republicans are there? Tim Donnelly's no longer there, so that's not good. But you know, because he would at least light the place up. But these Democrats are, number one, they're really clueless, and in my opinion, they're stupid.
Yeah, many of them are.
And the Republicans just roll over on anything they want, and it's the sickest thing. I was watching the gun debate in which they had the 11 bills going on there.
Yes.
And there's only one Republican senator, and that was Jim Nielsen, who was putting up any kind of resistance, and he was going at it like a tiger. The rest of them were just limp-wristed morons. And I'm talking about the Republicans.
Yeah.
It was clear there was some sort of handshake deal going on and had gone on because they weren't going to put up any resistance other than, I just don't like this bill. Thank you. Sit down. You know, it's terrible.
There's no coordination. The leadership with each successive, Senate minority leader has just gotten worse and worse. And I'm not even talking about, you know, the character of the people. There's just no leadership going on. What's blown my mind is every time a new group of freshmen, you know, come into the assembly, Republicans, and, you know, when I was really covering them every day, they'd ask me, you know, what do we do? They're all fired up. And I'd say, I don't care if you're a minority. Stand up on your soapbox and speak on every stupid bill they're trying to pass. And they won't.
And they won't do it. You know, Shannon Grove is the only one I can think of. She's it.
Melissa Melendez will sometimes, she'll get up and give a good, you know, geez, this is stupid kind of thing. But when you're the only one doing it, you can't do it on every bill.
Right, right. And then they get to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other part of it. Then they get to you. They put you in different offices and they do all the Mickey Mouse stuff. But I want to just quickly address, because I really think this is true, especially in the case of like De Leon, who's a Senate pro tem.
Yes.
This guy is not a bright man.
No.
He's dumb.
To me,
the ignorance of that man leading the state Senate in California speaks volumes about what direction this state is going. He is an ignorant, stupid man. And I wonder if he's got any kind of criminal culpability in certain things. We're running up against a break right here. Maybe I can get some sort of an answer from you on that one. Because, you know, I know he's got some of these connections going on out there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. More to come here with Katie Grimes on Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.news.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Katie Grimes, and we're talking about The Voting System is Rigged, an article which she wrote for ReaganBaby.com. And, Katie, we were talking about California experiences, and a man by the name of De Leon, who happens to be the Senate pro tem, the leader of the California State Senate, and, you know, he's got an interesting history. Back in 2014, he was involved with some pretty shady deals that went on. We mentioned Leland Yee, who was involved with gun running, and it turns out, as looking into him, he was involved with gun running with Al Qaeda in the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, yeah, he was selling rocket launchers to the Muslim separatists in the Philippines while he was a state senator and a voracious anti-gun politician.
Just a minor problem. I don't know where. And, you know, what was interesting is that Chris Street and myself and many of the people from some of our organizations were tracking those weapons, and a lot of them came out of Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the rest of the story.
Yeah, that's hello. Anyway, yeah. But De Leon, who's the leader of the Senate, who's just nothing more than a tool, he's a very ignorant man as far as I'm concerned. I think he is placed in that position, obviously, for this reason by the powers that be.
I completely agree. For some reason, he was fast-tracked for the, you know, Senate president's position, other than he's probably very easy to control. I've described him as a total dim bulb, and I really mean that. I mean, he's listening to him speak, the way he butchers the English language is just torture.
It is. Katie's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. It absolutely is amazing. Plus, there's nothing else. There's no there there.
No, there is no there there. And he says really stupid things. But all that aside, I spent 1 year of my adult life working inside the California State Senate. And it was a year that every day I almost gnawed my own arm off because it was such torture. But I did it just so I could see how things really happened in the legislature. And sure enough, it was the year that Senator Leland Yee was busted for his arms running. And it was the year that the former assemblyman and Senator Calderones, were three brothers who had been in various state and Senate offices, state and assembly offices in the California legislature. They were completely busted and taken down. But what was so interesting is our now Senate President Kevin De Leon was named in the FBI affidavit in the Calderon family scandal. And I don't think that's ever really going to go away. I think the FBI has their eye on him.
Well, it was interesting that he ended up in the position that he got.
Yes.
After reading all about the Calderons and going, what, you know, how does this work? But then, you know, again, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the way you have to look at it. There's a bigger picture at play here, which is pretty obvious, I think, for most people to understand and see now.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about it, and we, you know, we've talked about, so Kevin De Leon, who, you know, was a wimpy little pathetic assemblyman, somehow then runs for state Senate and gets elected. Then the next thing you know, he's being groomed for Senate president. We had Alex Padilla, who was a very kind of, unaffected. I mean, just, you know, nothing to write home about. Assemblyman. He runs for Senate, gets elected. His biggest contribution was getting the plastic bag ban in California. So that shows you, you know, what a power broker he is. He's now the Secretary of State. And remember, Senator Leland Yee, before he was busted for arms running, was running for Secretary of State.
That's right. You know, that is exactly right. He was running for Secretary of State. He would have been the anointed one.
Yeah. So there was that. And then we also have the former Senate President, Daryl Steinberg, who he's certainly nobody's fool. He's not a dim bulb like his successor. But he wanted to remain in California state government, originally had taken out a committee on lieutenant governor, raised a bunch of money, used that money to run and win the mayor of Sacramento, California. And yeah, now I'm about to become one of his subjects.
I find it very interesting that he was able to use that money to run for the mayor of Sacramento.
He shouldn't have been able to. But again, you know, they went judge shopping and found some, Barack Obama or Jimmy Carter appointee probably.
Well, you know, it just never ceases to amaze me how California politicians can do that. But, you know, we're California. But, you know, again, what this really points to is that there's a bigger plan at play for California. And
yes,
there's other people outside of California, internationalists, in my opinion, the globalists, if you will, that are running the show here.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry Brown is a big part of it.
Well, and here, now this is the other interesting thing that really floored me, and I have... I need to dig into this a little bit more. The week before California's primary election day, which was June 7th, Bill Clinton met with California Governor Jerry Brown behind closed doors. And then we had this election in which we had this rampant fraud. Now, remember, he's also the same guy that met with U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch on a tarmac in Arizona, supposedly not discussing anything other than their grandchildren and travel.
Did he meet in Sacramento with Jerry Brown?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's, you know, gee, Katie, we're running out of time. But, you know, we're going to have to pick that one up. And now that you've cued me into that, we're going to turn my people loose and your people loose, and we'll see what happens with that. But I think it's very interesting anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a break coming up, and then come back and get some contact information for you for Katie Grimes. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website at agenda21radio.news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're here with the final segment with Katie Grimes on Agenda 21 Radio, and really happy to have her back here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. The voting system is rigged is the article that we're covering. It's on ReaganBaby.com. And Katie, this is a really an explosive story. I think just as a beginning, especially as we ramp up to the November election coming up. But, you know, as California goes, I expect the rest of the nation to go as well. The rigging's going to be all around the nation.
Yeah, that's what really concerns me and why I think people need to be hyper-vigilant. Right now, what some election experts say, the only thing we can do is to vote in person with a paper ballot to just prevent that.
Yeah, no provisional ballots.
Nope. Check your registration right before, make sure it's all in order, show up at the polling station and vote in person.
Well, and I guess you know what, Katie, that's the word we're going to have to get out. Let's give us a contact email for you.
I have an odd email address. I have a nom de plume because I get hacked so much.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My email address is fetchingjen@gmail.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have it posted someplace on our website as well, so we're able to get a hold of you. And Katie, thanks for being on Agenda 21 Radio with us. Just wonderful to have you with us again.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it for this hour anyway. Stay with us for more of Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@agenda21radio.news or paul@a21r.com. And as I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.